calling to order the city council meeting, the regular session for December 12th, 2018, at exactly 6 p.m.
Present.
Don Greiner, present.
Craig Heaton, present.
Connie Grace, present.
Our student council member is not here tonight.
Wrestling.
Yep, okay. We have a full council tonight. We're going to pledge allegiance, and this is going to be a little bit more off the wall meeting. And that means just throw something at me and, or do whatever you want. Or fire me. You can fire me.
You're fired.
Throw something, so I want the, probably the person that's the most honorable to the nation that I know of, our councilman Stu Martinez, to lead us in the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Stu. Added agenda items? Does council have any? Staff? We're going to open up for public comments. Nice to see everybody here. Go ahead. And first of all, I want to say I'm proud to have an honorable gentleman that I feel here in the audience. Phil Green President, Rob Grober. So if you want to hassle him after the meeting, just knock yourselves out. Okay.
Thank you. My name is Terry Myers. I live here in Lapine in the city. And I came to make comments for two reasons tonight. First of all, I wanted to personally thank the councilors, Craig Heaton and former mayor and present councilor Stu Martinez, and our mayor for your service to our community. We really appreciate you and we love you and we will miss you.
Thank you.
You bet. And second comment is that I am here to support you approving Melissa Bethel as our new city manager. I think a lot of her. She's an intelligent woman who's become very active in our community. I see her everywhere. She supports parks and she supports chambers. She's even been out to Frontier Days doing things. And she's always right in the center of the community, and she makes every effort to get a hold of the chamber and find out what's going on and see how she can help. I love this woman, and I'm very pleased that you're considering her, and I hope you'll all support her. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kitty Shields, I'd like to echo pretty much the city is, but there's a lot of turnover, and I think that we need that.
And in the back.
Hello, Don Hazeltine with the Lapine Lions Club. I'd like to thank Mayor Dennis Scott for his year with us, helped the club. We've done a lot of amazing things with him, and we look forward to working with the new administration for a bottle drop. Hopefully it'll be as successful, and thank you very much, Dennis Scott.
Okay, anybody else? Yes, sir.
I don't really have anything to say because my sister just said it all. So she said. That works.
Okay, thank you.
Comment period at the beginning of the meeting, that's where we're at?
Yeah.
So yeah, as she's county commissioner, I just want to offer support for the counselors, new counselors that are coming in. I know these times of, you know, looking for the city manager and doing the appointment process. I do have those connections with the other cities in Sisters, in Redmond, in Prineville. So if there's any way I can offer support, connections, just making sure you have connections with other cities, a little bit different perspective outside of. Also, you know, I just want to be able to help, you know, as a current commissioner and the future commissioners, you know, City of Lapine, let's do it. Let's take off. Let's figure out what's right for the community, right for the people of the City of Lapine. And, you know, this is just right on the precipice of doing great things here. So I'm just here to support.
Thank you. I think everybody knows Tony DeVon, our county commissioner, which lives just outside the city limits, but very involved. Anybody else? Ann.
Ann Gaywith, 515. I'm here actually representing the Lapine Chamber of Commerce and Board. I would like to echo all the comments about thanking our Mayor Dennis, for the wonderful work that you've done and to your, I have to single out Stu in particular because he, perseverance is to be we're glad that he's gone on to, going on to other adventures. And we do have a memo that we would like to present. Rare that a business or organization has a qualified individual finds itself in this enviable position and should take, not only is Melissa Bethel qualified for the position, but a degree and planning experience that could enhance the position. Helping city like Lapine, having someone with a planning background is worth it. With this mindset can only be an asset to future development of the city and will thoughtfully balance the desires of the community with the needs of the community. Ideas that do not necessarily meet the vision of this community.
Lee?
Yeah, hi, my name's Lee Morgan. I live right outside of the city, but my husband, Scott Morgan, is the Lapine bike safety guy, and he wanted me to speak tonight to thank Dennis and Stu and everybody that's helped him in all of his endeavors, and also to give support for Melissa. You know, she's been here, and I live right down the road. She's one of the only people that I see outside with a clipboard doing all kinds of stuff. I've talked to her personally about making Lapine a really great place where sometimes I think that's not the way we're headed, and I really support keeping her, moving her into that position.
Thank you. Yeah. Anybody else? This turned into a 10 item, but since Rhonda's kicked, I'd like to hear from our future council members on this.
Michael Harper, I support keeping Melissa, bringing Melissa in.
Mike, you want to say more?
Yep, no, I think that's it. We discussed it.
Apparently, anybody doesn't know it, Mike Harper, Mike Shields are going to be the new city council. Oh, Daniel.
So my name is Daniel Richard, and I'm just very thankful that this gave a certain amount of funding, you know, which is kind of vital to up in our own ranks. You know, it's a good thing.
Okay, anybody got anything else to say, even off the topic? Doesn't have to be just about that. You know, and you know, these city council meetings can be enjoyable. They don't have to gain you that, and I'm sure he'll carry on the role. Okay, if there's no other public comments, let's move on here. Okay, we're going to go to the consent agenda, council. That's approval of the minutes from November 14th and November 28th, staff reimbursements, financial reports, and we've added a couple other things on here that usually is not on here all the time, but it's the professional service agreements with Neighbor Impact.
I make a motion we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
First and second, and all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Okay, we pass the consent agenda. The number 7 item, community funding request from Unity. And who's gonna, there's yours, okay. Can you come up front? You can sit down, stand up, and say your name.
Okay. Here, my name's April McDaniel, and I'm here on behalf of Mary Russell, because she had a, what we're doing, or what we're asking, do you want this mic on?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get my glasses on. Okay. So, I don't know if everybody is aware of what Unity is. Some of you might know, some of you might not, but it is a program that comes into our schools, and it's an anti-bullying program put on. And our schools currently aren't contracted with a bullying program anywhere. Our schools in South Deschutes County don't really have this. And there's a great need for it, a serious need for it. So the school board has agreed to it. The teachers, the staff, the principals of the schools are in favor of it. We're going to start trying to implement it in the middle school because that's kind of where we feel like a lot of the bigger problems kind of really start arising. It's kind of like an atomic bomb that goes off in there, kind of. So we've met with Ms. Finney. She's really thrilled to have it in the school. It was in the school last year for a short period of time. There is a cost to this, and I have all of that with me today. I have the people that we are currently going out and asking, the businesses, some of the businesses in the community. We've asked Ace Hardware, Perry Walters Construction, Bank Corp has already donated some money, Wilderness Garbage, Midstate, and Cascade Septic. And there'll be other ones that will be canvassing, because even as we ask for a certain amount from you folks here today, as we do feel this is a community problem as well, not just school staff, parents, and kids. So we're going to continue to canvass. We'd like to see this in the future, to go right in and start right at the beginning of the school year. That didn't happen this year, but we hope for that to happen in the years to come. And we hope to have it in elementary, middle school, and high school, not just this school, just our middle school here. We'd like to have an anti-bullying program working throughout the whole year, implemented throughout the whole year, children, staff, parents, community, etc. So with all that being said, do you guys have the request form that I have?
Yes.
Okay. And so are you all looking at that real quickly with me? The school, Lapine Middle School's put up $3,000 of some of the money. And then Bank Corp, and then there's some traveling cost of $1,000. So this program, it looks like to me, is going to be like an $8,000 program to, and that's going to be for each school, and we're going to try to do it every year for each school. But we're going to be happy to get it in the middle school by February or hopefully by March of this year. So with that being said, we're asking for $1,500 from the city today. That's why I'm here. There's also this paper here that I have if anybody has any more questions. It kind of goes into length about the program and what it does, how it comes about. These ladies are fabulous that put it on. They fly people in. As you can see, there's a travel cost of $1,000. People come, they're flown in to actually get in the school and help. Oh, also too, we're gonna need some volunteers. So, forgot about that part. I'm thinking we're gonna need, I know we're gonna need 20, and we've got about 5 solid right now, and I'm gonna ask a few other ones. So, but we still will need some. I was wondering maybe if anybody would be interested in participating on Challenge Day. It's a 2-day, all-day thing in the middle school. I could really use some solid people that have a heart for this, that want to be involved in this, that can aid the, it's very emotional, the challenge days are for the children. So we need people that are gonna be into that. So that's another thing that we are asking help for in this plight. I also have a tax ID number if anybody needs it, and I have more information on it. Does anybody have any questions? I didn't know I was gonna be in a microphone in a meeting with all these people tonight. I was driving on the ice and snow in the dark. There's a policeman behind me, and I come here, and there's all these people here. I just thought I was taking a piece of paper to somebody.
I'd be happy to help out.
Surprise, thank you so much.
Okay, Stu, let's start with you. Do you have any comments on this?
Just that I know it has been in the school system before.
I just feel like it's a community problem too, as well as it's a really complex problem. We just can't say it's the schools, it's the teacher's fault. We can't just blame it on the parents and bad parenting. I mean, we've got to kind of all get on board and help our schools down here in South Deschutes County with this issue, because it's here, it's real, even though it's not affecting your child or hasn't touched somebody in your life. It didn't happen because of this or that, but it's going on. So
it's definitely a social problem. Society created it, so
Society, right. Needs
to cure it.
Yep.
So, how much is this here?
You know, we're working diligently. We're working with a group of people. We also have a meeting at the church on December 17th at 6 o'clock. It's at the Pentecostal Church. The name's changed now. It's called something else, Cross Point. I would invite anybody here. Again, this is a community issue. You can come and attend. You can come and be a part of the solution with some of the things that are going on at this meeting. We don't have an answer to the date for the challenge days in February and January because we are still gathering funds.
So. Very good.
Thank you.
Don?
Well, I want to start by saying I think for somebody's presentation.
Thank you so much.
And I know this has gone on for a long time because I'm over 80 years old and I can remember having it in grade school, having one or two guys that kind of roughed up the kids that weren't, you know, that were a little bit different.
One does it weekly to me.
Anyway, I know what it's like and I think it's a very good project. Thanks.
Okay.
Sounds like a good project. Hopefully the city will support it.
Connie? I'm that suggested that they come and make the presentation to the city, and also I saw the conflict going on online and I asked Unity to get in touch with these ladies and be present at the meeting and see if we could turn a negative situation into something positive. And so I connected the two groups together, and obviously I'm majorly in support of it. And also, if you've never done a challenge day, it's very impactful and life-changing. I've done them since 2006 or 7 in school over Central Oregon, so very supportive.
Thank you.
Kids need help.
Yeah.
You know, I came away crying. Those kids, I'm totally supportive. So you're asking for, I don't see the full amount on here, you're asking for $1,500 from the city?
That's what it's for.
Yeah, it's $1,500. Want to say maybe one more thing about that. We're still going to be needing like even more funds after that. And so if you guys could spare that or help us in that manner, that we'd be completely grateful and happy. And we're going to have to try to figure out how we're going to get this in all the schools next year for those amounts. We'll have to figure it out. But if we're implementing it this year in middle school, I think it's going to be powerful.
I just want to say if we donate, you know, if we commit to...
Needs to take a look at the budget funds for this project.
That would be wonderful.
Maybe we could give them information about when our budget is and that they would come.
Yeah.
If we do it in the budget, then it'll be at the beginning of the
year. I just want to ask Melissa here. We do have funds that are allotted in certain spots. You have a motion?
I make a motion that we support the challenge day and unity for the schools for 15.
Hearing all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. You got $1,500.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your support and the community's support. Thank you. And thank you for the business cards too, because I will be calling you.
My colleague will get you our information for it.
Okay. And do you need the tax ID number and stuff like that, or how do you want to handle that?
Okay.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay. Annual audit report.
And Steve is ready.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. And in the meantime, we do, the city is audited on a continuous basis. And this Umpqua Valley Financial has been doing it. They've done a great job for us. We're always looking good, so we'll see what she says today.
Hello, this is Steve Tuchere.
Hi, Steve. This is Tracy in the Council with City of La Pine.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
How's it going there?
Good, thank you. I'm going to turn this over to Mayor Scott.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve, you got to do your report and tell us if we're looking good, bad, or indifferent. We're all here.
I will tell you that... Well, first of all, thank you guys for doing this by phone. I appreciate the pass on being there tonight. The audit went very well this year. We found no reason to have any reports of any misappropriations or any other issues. We had complete and compliance with everything. We had no problem with, no disagreements with staff at all. Just everything went really good with the audit, and everything that we looked at was in good order. You know, the concern I know you've had in the past with having the CPA there doing the extra work there, I'm going to tell you, I think that's one of your best investments you've got going. Brenda does a great job, and just keeps things nice and clean. She's easy to work with from my standpoint, for sure. So from that overall perspective, you know, I don't have anything to tell you about as far as concerns or issues. I think you've done everything you can in terms of having good internal controls, particularly with Brenda being there on a weekly basis. So that I can tell you right off the top. Are there any questions or concerns?
Well, yeah, we're going to go down the counselor list here if they have any questions for you. We'll start with Connie.
Okay.
We just read, so it's a little hard to have questions and concerns when I haven't had a chance to look through a couple, like,
some questions from Greg.
Don?
I just started to run up that I could make any questions.
All right, that's good too.
then I might have some questions, but it's like...
I just want to, you know, in the past, is there any recommendations from you that we should be doing differently?
Not at all at this point, no. You know, I know you've got a new city manager there, and so one of the things that I would certainly recommend is, and I would be happy to sit down with the new city manager and just discuss any concerns that she may or may not have. In terms of the financial situation at all, in terms of the accounting that goes on there. But again, from my perspective, what you have with the finance manager, Brenda, being there weekly, and then the staff you have, you really do have good controls over things. You guys are, you know, the city's doing great. Every time I drive to La Pine, it's just amazing stuff going on there. Must be pretty exciting. But from a financial standpoint, particularly from a financial reporting standpoint, there's just absolutely nothing that I would recommend changing at all. But you know, again, I don't know the experience that the new city manager has in terms of financial responsibilities or acumen. So if there's any concern at all with that, then I would certainly say getting her up to speed at the earliest possible point would be great. But again, I have not had a chance to talk with her at all. I do recommend for sure, and if you're not recommend, but I would certainly be happy to, because you guys just got this report, have another conversation with you all, with any questions that you may have, because it certainly is difficult to review it and have any questions when you just got it.
Okay, that's probably a good idea, because of course in January we're gonna have a totally new council, or not totally new, but three new members.
You've got a few new members, yeah, and that would be a good time to have a conversation as well, for sure. Get those guys up to speed.
I'm sure Melissa can get the information out to everybody beforehand so they have a chance to look at it. I mean, this is just a report from you. It's nothing we have to vote on.
That's right.
The main thing is that
some governments like to, quote unquote, adopt the audit report. It's not necessary to adopt. Typically, the appropriate thing is to accept the audit report, but that's not absolutely necessary either by state statute. might be a government policy, a city policy there, but I suspect it's probably not that either. But
we haven't done that in the past. We just want to know that we're in good shape. We shouldn't change anything, and I can think in either January or so that, and you know, just so everybody's up to speed. I know Brenda's doing a great job.
Yeah.
And, Melissa here is.
No, I would agree. And I you know, so again, just in summary, you're in good shape from a financial standpoint. And from a financial reporting standpoint, you're in good shape. No recommendations for me to change anything, but I'd be more than happy to come and meet with the new council in January or February, whenever they want to schedule me to be there. I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, that sounds great. Council, any other questions for them while we're here? Okay, thank you a lot, and thanks for keeping an eye on us, and I always love your report because it's always positive. You know, so we're doing a great thing, I guess.
Yeah, you got a lot of good things going on there, that's for sure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And like I said, I'm very excited for you guys. It's kind of fun to see a city really taking charge and making a lot happen there.
Well, we got
and thank you guys for your service too. You guys don't get thanked nearly enough for what you do. And what I always tell all of the councils is you guys don't get paid enough for what you do.
Paid? What's that paid? Anyways, yeah, we have a great staff. We have a great council. I mean, the city's doing wonderful, as you say, when you drive through it. Everybody comments on the same thing. So we just love your reports, just to keep an eye on everything. I think that's
absolutely
every organization.
All right. Well, again, thank you all. And if you are leaving the council, a final thank you to you guys. Your service is always appreciated from my standpoint, for sure. And enjoy the rest of your winter without having to go to council meetings.
Okay. Great. And Melissa will be in contact with you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Very good. All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, now we're on to number 9. We're going to open up a public hearing on the new Lapine Development Code. It's an ordinance 2018-06. This has been going on for years. We've had reports on it, and now we're down to the 11th hour and the final hurrah. We're going to go through the public hearing process. First of all, we want a staff report. Melissa, you can give us that.
Sure. So, as Mayor said, this has been going on for almost a minute. A couple of, or numerous public open houses. Said that Planning Commission also is, no zoning has changed. So, for those that were worried that their zoning was going to check backs or anything to do with their land, they got a scary letter in the mail, a Metro 56 notice. This changing is two things in our code. Food truck ordinance that we integrated into this so we can allow food trucks within the city. We had no mechanism to do that. That was something that our citizens wanted here for downtown, Cascadian style, kind of like the look of this building. And then we also changed our code to allow for a type 1, 2, 3 other cities in Oregon. It's kind of the commonplace. So, the culmination is we took three code and a zoning ordinance, or bind them all into one development code. Developers come in, we're not looking at three different codes and trying to cross-reference, and then also we don't have amendments on amendments and trying to figure out how to get into articles so that it's easy to reference. That, Mayor, I know that the Planning Commission made three recommendations that are in your staff report. You discussed them at the language for you in this staff report was, I have to find my notes now. Starting temporary manufactured dwellings for hardship, RV. We explained it at the workshop that it's just easier to handle, where a couple council people came and spoke to me individually, and so I got the filling, so we went ahead and changed it. I know and changed that to RV, so depending on what you vote tonight, you want to talk about containers.
Okay, let's add if council has
a question. Do you want to take those individually?
As individually.
Okay.
As RV. Your manufactured homes,
even though it is an emergency situation, I've experienced occasions where something
if they're on wheels, you can move them. if they're anxious, so I'm for the RV.
Favor just the RV, it's temporary. After the medical emergency, it'd be easier to remove the RV.
As you guys all know, I'm not in favor of it. I think that if my mother was sick and I needed to move her temporarily onto my property, I didn't want to stick her in an RV. I think I want a home for her. And I think that, we're kind of taking the easy way out in enforcement and taking enforcement above people in choosing to do an RV when it's a medical hardship when we're talking about our families.
My comment would be really a manufacturer. In this code, we are allowed for a additional home.
Yeah. So it is allowed, an ADU, an accessory dwelling.
But they would have to go through the whole permitting process in order to do that.
But they could stay in their RV until they got there. I just don't think, a mobile modular home is a temporary resident. I think it's permanent.
I'd also like to comment that Deschutes County has a modular home one. Yeah. That they allow modulars for an emergency basis.
Yeah, but we're
looking. Over, I realize we're looking, but we're still in the county.
Yeah, well. Okay, so basically it's 3-1 on that, so I guess we put the language for RVs in there. Melissa?
That was a concern that if they have their tools locked up and they're constructing violation. And so I added language after that. That says their liberal amount of time to give them time to pick up their site.
What section is that?
Sorry, that's in 15.80.050.
Industrial, not commercial.
They're allowed in industrial. Commercial has these limitations.
Good with the recommendations?
Well, I'm good with it, but I know that there's service on industrial that they have to get rid of. That's a good cop out. Yeah, you'd make a good city manager. I'm for it. It's just there are things in effect, especially in the residential zone. I know half a dozen houses, so we'll just have to address.
Hired property owners to put a fence around the electric.
I agree with the recommendations.
I agree.
Good.
Makes sense.
So those three items, I think we go along with the Planning Commission. Does anybody want
to? I was looking at your Chapter 12, Item 4. I'd suggest you need to revise Rule Number 1, say forest and BLM lands. I'm assuming you're talking about national forest. Might be better to say federal lands.
Just a goal.
12, Item 4, Goal 1.
Okay, we need your name.
Is that the staff?
Hi, Belleville.
So those are state goals? That's state code.
It's inappropriate language. I'm an ex-federal employee. I know this stuff.
And that comes directly from the state code, so we can't change it.
I want to feed it back up. It's appropriate lands or national forest and Bureau of Land Management lands, more appropriate to call federal lands. Good mistake.
Okay. Did you give the name to the?
I did. Did you happen to say? Just so I can get the spelling down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Anybody else have anything to say on this? This has been going on for, like she says, almost 2 years, and we have to update it. The planning board passed it. Nobody has any other comments, then I'll close the public testimony. And does council have anything to say?
Okay. Nothing. Move forward and adopt it.
Okay.
I've been through the process for over.
So I need a motion to accept this.
I make a motion we approve the Lapine Comprehensive Plan Amendment.
Okay, ordinance.
We have to read.
2018-06, an ordinance.
Okay, roll call vote, start with you, Connie.
Greg Heaton, aye.
Don Greiner, aye.
Stu Martinez, aye.
Okay, Wow.
Gosh, yeah.
That's a long one. That's taken about as long as anything I've ever seen. And it's good. It's good for the city. So, okay, now we're getting into, we're going to move right ahead here. The city management employment agreement. And I think we've deliberation.
We did that.
Yeah, we did all the above.
Okay, just, I guess I missed something somewhere along the line.
We closed the public comment and we closed it all. Done. Done deal.
I must have been asleep.
All right. Done. Okay, moving on to number 10, city manager employment agreement. I think you've all had this. We've discussed it pretty thoroughly. And part of this agreement is manager. And that's the first part of it. And then we can get into the second month probation period on that too.
Before we make the motion, I think Melissa's a great person. I think that she's been a great addition as planner to our staff here. I feel that as I've talked to the public, that they're concerned that we've gone through the process too quickly, not giving others the option to apply. And I also have concerns because, as far as I can tell, though I've asked for a resume and I've never been provided it, I have seen no history of Melissa having ever managed staff at all, managing a staff in a city. And my concerns are just as much for her and potentially setting up her up for failure as they are for the city and making the right decisions for our city.
We're on that. I think we heard all the public comments so far, and I did hear them listening to them, but I haven't heard anything. And if you want to hear about the staff, let's hear about it right now. Jake, you have anything to say?
Staff's opinion?
Staff.
No, I think a staff's opinion is a very good idea. I'll be candid. I think the last couple of weeks have been a little rocky. I mean, losing a city manager probably is a result. I mean, that's caused all that ruckus. And I think for the future of the new council, just for future reference, I think we need to be very deliberate in the direction we go, whether it's going out to hire, whether it's going interim. I think we should be very deliberate and not back and forth on that topic. I think what that does is it puts everybody, including staff, kind of on pins and needles, and puts that person on pins and needles too, which is not an ideal situation. So I advise future council, if we're in this situation again, deliberate, talk about these things beforehand. Just get it all out there and make the best decision you can make. On that note, staff, myself, personally, I think Melissa Bethel is a good direction to go. I've worked with her for over a year now, and I'll be helping her along the way. We'll both be leaning on each other heavily because I've been here for a while too. And I think a 3-month probationary period is warranted. And at that point, she's a manager, you know? This is a crazy place and this is an exciting place. I think she's a community person. So I look at a few different things. I look at, is this the best for our community? And I looked at, just weighed all those options out personally myself, prayed about it. And I think Melissa's gonna do just fine.
Thank you.
Go for it. Okay, so I'm the newest member of the staff. Actually, Ken and I are the newest ones. I did spend a lot of time with Corey, but doing the job since Corey left, and the city manager, obviously active, and she enjoys, my standpoint as someone who'd be working for her, I have no problems with it at all. I feel like we're all on board to support whoever is in the position, but I think Melissa.
Thank you. Tracy?
I'm going to echo what's been stated since I came on board. Approachable, she's not afraid to make a decision. She does that in a timely manner. If I need to go somewhere else to get... I think we've offered up this 90-day trial period for her. I think really the most important piece to this is that...
Back and Craig, you have anything?
No. No comments.
Don?
No comments.
Stu?
Impressed.
I'm proud from employees that are new, but yet have been in a professional job as you both, well, three of you have been in.
We aren't going to cry.
I'm almost there because maybe the Terry Myers just started off and then Ann Gaywood to follow it up with some of this. But it goes back to show that Lapine.
My comment is those I actually talked to Corey Meisley, had coffee with him this morning, and he was on board full time. For some questions, and we made the agreement with him when he left that she has any. Can contact her, him at any time whatsoever, as he did with Rick Allen. I know there's a support group for city managers for the county, for Madras, I think everywhere. So I just think her attitude, her professionalism, I've seen her do things, and even Corey, he got uptight a little bit at times because she actually probably knew more than he did. So that was a good thing. But, you know, she's well qualified. She loves to apply, and I don't see any reason whatsoever. It's a 90-day trial period. If something happens, then she knows she's out the door. And vice versa. Maybe she might not like it. You know, and we've already come to the arrangement of, you know, she's covering both jobs now. I'd like her to be city manager so we can move ahead and hire a planner ASAP, because we'll need that. I'm just on board. I think it's a win-win-win situation, especially with the 90 new council. And, you know, they've all spoken already where they support her. It'll be up to the new mayor, to keep an eye on that 90-day period and talk to the new council members. So I'm just... You know, it'd be a mistake if we didn't do this. So
I just want you to know, Melissa, and we sat down and talked. It's not personal at all, and I like you very much as a person. I just wanted to state publicly my concerns about I will support you fully as a council person. Likes it when you, everybody agrees on everything. People get mad at us when we all agree on things, and I think it's our job to vet things. So, and I have had people ask about why we weren't going through the process, and I felt
fine. I'm all for not everybody agreeing.
But I'm excited to hear the staff's in support of her as well. So.
Right. Well, we do live in a democracy, and this is democracy. So, do I have a motion to make Melissa Gussel city manager?
So moved. I'll second.
All in favor, say aye. Opposed, nay. Did you say aye or nay?
I did say aye.
Hey, rah. Okay, unanimous. Okay, city manager. Okay, now we got to get down to the contract part of it. And if you look here, this is drawn up. This is almost the exact same contract that we had for Corey. The thing that we have to decide on is after the 90-day period, if everything goes well, she'll just make the same set 2 years. He didn't get raised last year, so that's a decision. That's what we have to decide on. That's why the attorney gave us two options: whether she gets that amount or the input on that. Just
put in a clause in here that's kind of. It did talk to him again about it. And he said, well, I'm indifferent. You can do it.
I also talked to our city attorney, and he said the council doesn't think you should make as much as what Corey left. If you're past the 90-day probation period, that they could start you off at a lesser amount than what Corey left. He said that's why he put it in there.
But that's part of filling in the contract amount.
Okay, so what we have to decide now is basically, is that going to be an agreement, or we could just wait for the new council to decide? All this is doing is taking the pressure off the new council to bring it up at 3 months. Comments?
Yep. If it's delayed till the new council takes over, that means that her pay, if they accept it, would be retroactive to the date that she was actually employed. Is that not?
She's getting a compensation for covering already agreed on that.
Right.
And then at that 3 months, then her salary would go to the city management level.
If it would be extended for another 90 days, if what I understood we passed.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So whatever we pass, she's on the salary right now. That's what I'm trying to
do. Now.
Okay.
Because that was the.
I also agree that we should strike that section.
That clause about reducing new council to decide.
Connie?
I agree.
I need a motion to accept the contract minus.
We accept the contract with that one paragraph deleted from the contract.
It's the starting at notwithstanding, yeah. The one, you want me to read it again?
Point 1.1.
Yeah.
See all that?
Yep.
Okay, do we have a second for that one?
A second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay? Okay, better be on your best behavior for 90 days. And boy, does our attorney get wordy or what?
Oh.
I mean, how many dollars did that cost us?
You don't
want to know. Yeah. Anyways.
I signed the check today, and if I'm not mistaken, this agreement cost us somewhere around $12 from what it looks like the charges.
Yeah.
That's why I get the big bucks.
That's right. Okay.
We appreciate you.
Okay, acknowledgement of city election results and proclamation. Who's covering this one?
I guess I am.
Okay.
Hired by state statute and the November 6th general election. November 6, 2018, general election. 2018 in the city of Lapine, Deschutes County. Eligible voters of the city of Lapine held in the office of the city of elections official. And as the city of Lapine's chief election as follows. Mayor Daniel Richard, write-ins 7. Total 7. Write-ins 9. Called by the city council of the city of election 1, I, Stuart Martinez, council president, L. Richer, was duly elected mayor January 1, elected councilor for a 4-year term, beginning certificates of election to the persons days after passage of this proclamation by the city council, signed by the city council.
Okay.
That's the most he said ever.
Yay, bravo. Okay, thanks, Sue. Now can we have a motion to accept, the election results and proclamation?
I move that we, by our council president, Mr. Stuart Martinez.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Okay, accepted. 30 days, you gentlemen will get something.
I know what we'll get.
Okay, there's no other matters, so we're going to open up to public comments. Anybody got anything to say? Mr. Rob, okay.
Rob Grover, president of BioGreen Sustainable Energy. And I passed session today, so I wanted to come here and support you guys. And I'm absolutely humbled by how much you get and what's the best thing for this community and how can we move Lapine forward. So I have a lot of respect for you guys. I wanted to thank you for that. I never forget how straightforward you are, straight shooter. I always knew where I stood with you. And I started this thing about just shy of a decade that I've seen. I hope that you had mentioned persistence and stubbornness early on. I hope that I might show a little bit of persistence and stubbornness to be a part of this community. So.
And I want to personally thank you for putting up with us. It's been a long process. I mean, even the service agreement started in January, and we finally got it out. The county signed off, I believe, Tony, and we're just looking forward to get started. So that's great. Sorry, I'm going to open up. If anybody wants to hear about BioGreen, get them before he leaves. and thank you for making it happen. Any other public comments? Yes, Colleen.
I just want to thank staff for the awesome.
Okay, any other mushy comments?
I don't know how mushy I'll get. I just want to thank the Lapine community, everyone here. You know, I've only been here 14 months. Up in Newmarket, the city, I worked with Melissa. I just can't thank this community enough for allowing me to air and the council people, the whole group of you. I'm just amazed at this city with Melissa coming in. I went around and asked. I really went around and asked. Oh, the Chamber of Commerce has been wonderful to me.
Over our meeting, talk over there.
Okay, no brown nosing.
Thank you, Mike. Here.
And I just want to say thank you for being such a part of the community. You go to a lot of events. You're involved. I love it. And you know, we got Mr. Shields over here that's lived here, I don't know how many years.
Forever.
You know, and Mr. Harper that's been here for 14 months. I mean, it's a good mix.
Yeah.
So thank you both for stepping up. Any other public comments?
Yes.
This is my first
one. Here we go.
Make them blush. Make them blush.
Guys. Yeah. No, I'm very proud of what he has done and what he's gone through with the city, both personally and publicly. And
okay, anybody else? No, that's enough, because you're going to try to make me cry.
We have one more meeting.
Yeah. staff comments. Melissa, you want to comment anymore?
Just thank you so much. Quite unexpected. I just love Lapine.
There we go. Oh, that's nice. Jake, got anything to say?
Yeah, winter's upon us. I don't think it's officially winter yet, but it's here. You can ask my staff. The snow stuff creates more work for us, but we're used to it around here. Yeah, it was a busy night tonight. A lot of stuff talked about. I think I've said enough. But we got a good crew out there working, and they've been doing a good job at this point. You guys are
too mushy. I think Public Works is, when I came here 2 years ago, was.
Here, here, Jake.
Mr. Yep. Mayor. Yep. Mr. Manager, you do have one of your employees in the audience. Could you introduce?
Yes, my newest employee, lead worker, Ken Douglas. Thank you.
Okay, this isn't negative, but are we going to be able to get all these brand new sidewalks plowed?
I thought about that today as I drove by them.
Me too.
I've been educating and partnered up with the businesses. A lot of them are on board for keeping them clear themselves because they see the value and what it brings to their business. And all. You know, when we get some serious snow, we're going to have to step in and help as well.
Right.
That's the approach we're going to take right now.
So you got that covered?
Yes.
No. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's start with you, Tracy. Got anything?
No, I don't really have anything. I just
Kelly.
Right.
As Tracy mentioned, the next LFC election is central. Sorry, Connie. Donna denied. The LFC election essentials is on January 10th, and so five of you have signed up to go. Happy year, and thanks for everybody for coming.
Oh, honey, you want to start it off?
We had a COIC meeting once, and just a lot of catching up. We did, I think I'm looking at Tony because he was there too, but totally.
Just a couple policy things.
Yeah, mainly just policy things and just going over a couple funding requests and things like that, so. Tammy's not on board until because she's still our county commissioner right now.
I'm sure she was at the meeting.
She was not at the meeting. And it's Tammy's really busy with finishing up as commissioner, and her and Karen have had a little bit of trouble getting together, but they will have a month to work together before month contract for her to be available for Tammy to reach out to. It'll be a pretty smooth transition, as he always says. So.
It has been an interesting year. Learned a lot about Lapine. I'm grateful for the opportunity to sit here as a member of City Council and also the mayor and city staff. I appreciate the opportunity and best wishes to those coming. We've got a lot of work to do, a different schedule, and a lot more meetings to attend, and I wish you the best of luck.
I want to start by thanking you and Stu for as many years as you've been involved. Biogreen, I can remember back 10 years ago when I was on the cup, and man, I'm telling you, we had some wild meetings over that. I welcome all three of you gentlemen to the council and to the mayor. And I want you to know that I'll do everything I can to make your job as easy as I can and stir up as little trouble as I can.
Yeah, sure.
I did have some problems with this present mayor because he was always so serious about everything. And I'd like to comment one thing about Mike on your comments. You know, when you made those comments, I saw the ladies from the chamber just laughing and having a good time. Have you been supplying them some product?
I personally have never taken the tour.
That was sort of a joke. Anyway, and we really do appreciate the chamber and all that they do for us. So thank you very much, everybody, and it's nice to see a crowd here.
Yes.
And everybody, all the different organizations here that are represented. Park and Rec is represented here. And all the chamber, you know, and even a new restaurant is represented here.
Yeah.
It isn't open yet, but it's new. Anyway, welcome everybody, and thanks for being here.
SLED meeting. Well, it was a good meeting. Plan moved on to another job. SLED board recognizes that we've had a hard person in that position because it was only three-quarter time. It started at halftime, then went to three-quarter time. And a recommendation from the SLED board. So and Roger are working on that, so when the council board the green light to start looking for a new economic in those meetings to report back to the council, because I kind of Saturday the 15th, 10 a.m. Lapine Senior Activity Center, Wreaths Across America. And we celebrate Christmas, and a lot of folks are missing someone, their spouse, loved ones, and don't have those people to celebrate with. So we please join us to do that important thing. It promises not that it isn't every year. I'm sorry, you have one more meeting to go to, Mr. Mayor. Supporting your city, because the city is here because of you, and we're here because of you. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, under Mayor's comments, I'm just going to say, isn't it nice to see employees having a good time. Now, let's see a difference in the city staff. They come here, they're actually smiling first thing in the morning. Unusual. And congratulate Melissa, because I just convinced she's going to do a wonderful job. Along with it, he's going to have to pick up the pace of the new council. I'm glad to see the new council here, new council members. I'm not going to save all my comments for the 7th, because we're going to turn over the gavel ASAP. The city's in great shape, financially wise, personality wise, staff wise, council wise. I can't tell you how excited I am to see these three new council members come on board. I mean, they're quality people. It makes, I know Stu could mirror this, it makes it easy to leave, knowing the future of it. Anywhere from Biogreen to Industrial Park to the Chamber, I mean, totally different than it was 2 years ago. I'm sorry to say that, but I'm glad to say that. That's all the comments I have. So I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nay. Would you say it on this, too? You say aye?
I didn't.